We're gonna do
turn
the song
up the
of the
volume
night
and don't touch that dial because it's time for.
What, really? I don't even have any info up. I'm no just amazed.
Yeah, it's just an.
I'm amazed.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight's song of the night, each and every night here on Bleck and Abdullah, around 6:50, we like to bring to you the song of the night. Tonight's song of the night, Stevie Wonder, Superstition, from 1972. It's your song of the night with Bleck and Abdullah.
Doing this song today again, like everything has been pushed out of my mind except for the safety of my friend and his wife
January
and their great
18th,
dog.
In January 18th, 1989, Stevie Wonder was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He became the youngest person, 38 years old, to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today's January 18th. This happened in 1989.
I'll tell you what you and Stevie Wonder have in common.
Yeah.
You're blind to the fact that your ass is going to get robbed. I mean, you know what? You don't have anything in common because even Stevie could see this a while away. Steve would be playing the piano, smiling. Your ass is going to get robbed, Chris. I'm just telling you. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's cool. I went in 2016, whenever the Cubs were there. I went then. I had some time to kill before I sat in the back of Yurko's truck. Not in the bed. He has like a back seat. It's cool. I mean, they got a lot of cool stuff in there. Like concert worn stuff and full kits. Like a bunch of memorabilia. Stuff from like tours. Like set pieces from tours. Like full on. Like, you know, they have the... they have from the And Justice for All tour from Metallica. They have like the scale.
Really?
From that. It's cool. Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is awesome.
Did you go by yourself?
I did. Well, yeah. I mean, I was there I was there. I was waiting for them. They were doing the show, and then we were leaving after the show. So, like, I woke up, hungover, went to the museum, met them at the car, and then Yurko drove. He actually just drove me to his house, and then Danny Zetterman and I had to Uber from Northwest Indiana back to the station.
Close enough.
And then I had to work. I think I had to produce. I don't even remember who was. I think Ben Finfer was hosting. I had to produce his show. It was like the day after the World Series. It was great. And the museum's awesome. If you're ever in Cleveland, go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's awesome.
Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder's cool too. He's not really blind.
It's your song in the night.
Partially blind.
Are you going to the cops?
I'm here with you for another hour.
I hope someone that's listening to this on like Saturday to the Song of the Night podcast is like, what the hell is going on? Why is Chris going to the cops?
Stevie Wonder's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Each night around 6:50, we go to the Song of the Night. Tonight,
yeah.
The Offspring, All I Want from 1997. It's your Song of the Night.
The power that needs you.
Look at you. Yes, I'm so glad someone came up with it. It was eating me up inside what this was from, because I love this song. I love The Offspring. And I'm like, I know all the words of this because I love Offspring. But Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
Hell yes, that video game was awesome. But yeah, this song came out today in 1997. It's off of the album Ixnay on the Hombre, which had this song and Gone Away on it as well. So it's a great album. I listen, old Offspring to me is great. It is great, like that weird mix of like alternative and punk music where like they have songs like this, but also Gone Away is like not as fast and not as punky, you know what I mean?
They're like the grunge era band that no one really talks about.
Yeah.
Looking back. Because they didn't quite fit into the box like others.
Yeah.
Like Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, mm-hmm. Stone Temple Pilots, but definitely a great throwback.
Well, and you and I were talking about the when What's-His-Face had cornrows. Like that was a choice.
That was a weird fad.
That was a choice. When Dexter had cornrows from The Offspring.
The Offspring, All I Want, it's your song of the night.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight's song, we go to Badfinger. Baby Blue from 1971. It's your song of the night. Guess I got what I deserve. Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time without a word.
Why did we pick this song? It was not released today.
No.
It was not released today in 1972. It was released March 6, 1972. However, the show Breaking Bad premiered today. And this, if you haven't seen it, I suggest you don't. I don't want to tell people not to listen, but turn down the radio for a little bit. Why? If you've lived under a rock for the last 15 Spoiler years alert. Or whatever.
It came out in 2008. You gotta see it. It's great. Breaking Bad, the best show to ever exist, create, yep. ever. It's the best television show ever made.
This is the last song, the final scene of the show when Heisenberg, or whatever, Walter White, when he dies, and the zoom out of the crane shot of him as police.
I'm watching it right now.
As police swarm to the area to arrest him. And that's what you get.
You know, the thing about Breaking Bad that I appreciate, and I know that Better Call Saul is a great show that has been spun off of the Breaking Bad idea, but mm-hmm. I appreciate that not only was Breaking Bad 5 seasons, which seems incredibly short for yeah. the amount of time it was actually on the air. It was
they
on
took
the
a lot
air
of time,
from 2008
yeah.
to 2013.
Yeah.
I would say this. I appreciate that there was an ending, that we don't have this mysterious, did someone walk into the diner and did Tony Soprano, what happened there? Were there yeah. onion rings consumed? You know, like.
Well, onion rings were definitely consumed.
I just appreciate that the end of Breaking Bad, as that story goes,
yeah.
Walter White.
It's complete.
That was it. It was it.
You got the Jesse movie.
You get it. The Jesse movie was fine.
It was fine.
I don't need a series.
No.
You know, that's the thing.
I like Better Call Saul. I think it's really good. I really like the characters. I'm not going to say it's better than Breaking Bad, but it's a good show. It's a high-quality show.
My thirst for more from those characters has never been needed. Like, to
no.
me, I haven't really gotten. We've watched a couple of
But you're not
it,
getting
like, I don't
more
need
of
more,
those characters. You're
no,
getting
I know.
More Jim. You're more Slippin' Jimmy.
I
you're
know.
Getting more Saul.
World,
like,
I don't.
I like it. I
like
think
the
it's
story
great.
That ended.
I think if anybody deserved a backstory on that show, it was how Saul became Saul. And it's
so
perfect.
We celebrate Breaking Bad. Badfinger, Baby Blue. It's the way the show ended. It's your song of the night.
Did you know Todd Rundgren produced this album after George Harrison stopped producing it?
That's nice. Nice little song fact there.
Did you know that?
I didn't. No.
Well, now you know.
I wanna rock. Later. All right, song of the night, and Abdallah here on the show. We've decided that we want to end our Friday nights and the end of the week with something different. We have a new
song of the night.
No, we have a new segment idea, and we want to give it a try. We want to see if this is going to be a thing that we continue to do.
Uh-huh.
So, are you ready for it now, or should we? Do you want to explain it, or should we just go right?
Well, we want to end the night with a party. Yeah, it's Friday night. We're
some
going
Friday
to party
night vibes. We call
There's
it Friday
a Bulls
night
game coming
vibes.
Up.
Let's go, Eric. Hit it. All right, Friday night vibes. We're heading into the weekend. It's Black and Abdallah here with you on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. It's feel good vibes, right? Like,
yeah.
We want to take our friends into the weekend with us. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, we're going to highlight a few things from the week.
So we'll listen to some Zac Brown Band. I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends. So, like, we think back throughout the week, Abdallah, and, you know, I think to, like, who do we got here?
No, I'm not being reckless.
Oh, it's our friend Eddie.
Eddie from the north side.
Eddie on the north side. He's there with us. All right, Eddie, what's up?
I'm not being reckless.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not being reckless.
Who else do we have with us? Our friends hanging into the weekend. Weekend vibes.
Some
who wants to track Black?
Wow.
Why would you want to even track him?
Oh, is that Mo in Frankfurt?
Who wants to track Black?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why
Mo
would
wanted
you want
to
even
know
track him?
Why anybody would want to track
kidding.
You?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Why someone would...
I'm just kidding.
How about this?
If somebody starts
following
you, drive to a fire station and lay on your horn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I'm just kidding.
Jane's giving you good life advice. That is good life advice from Jane.
I'm just kidding.
What else do we have?
If you're being followed.
Friends, as we head into the weekend. If I'm being followed. Come on now.
Well, if you like chocolate cake.
Oh, Andy Reid.
And you eat a piece. And then you have one dangled in front of your face. You're probably going to want to eat that too.
Well, it's a big game this weekend for
I
the Chiefs,
I want some chocolate
right?
cake right now. I'll tell you that.
Well, if
I
you
got
like
some
chocolate cake.
Pizza's already on the way.
And you eat a piece. And then you have one dangled in front of your face. You're probably going to want to eat that too.
Friday night vibes, hanging into the weekend. What else do we have? We have friends all over.
For the first time my wife took a shirt off, I was like, this is it. Forever.
Oh, yeah. Fat Jack. What up, Fat Jack?
For the
Fat
first
Jack,
time my wife
feel
took
you,
a
man.
Shirt off, I was like, this is it. Forever.
All the time. Forever.
I am the world heavyweight champion of hiding things in cars for many years of experience.
Downtown. He's with us heading into the weekend. All right, Dean.
I am the world heavyweight champion of hiding things in cars from many years of experience.
I'm just kidding.
Everything I need.
And nothing that I don't. I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's great. What else do we got? Who's here?
Thank you. I'm going to the movies
LeBron.
With my wife, man.
Oh, hi, LeBron.
He's going to the movies.
Thank you. I'm going to the movies with my wife, man. There
LeBron's there. Okay.
I wonder what he saw.
I don't know. Space Jam still out?
No.
All right.
Go watch Murder, She Wrote and get drunk.
Oh, you can do that.
Fat Jack's there
Fat
as
Jack
well.
Fat Jack wants you to go to Murder, She Wrote and get drunk. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Zac Brown Band. Black and Abdallah.
I'm just kidding.
I think that's my new favorite drop.
Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.